Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batson with my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The German government will fall. That's arranged. There will be a new election in February. In the meantime, there will be a new government in Washington. The second Trump term. It's only the second time in American history that a president has won non-serial terms. Therefore, there is precedent here, but not that much, given that the last time it happened was 1892 at the end of the 19th century. Grover Cleveland, a former sheriff and governor of New York. Donald Trump is none of those things. So the question about Germany's government now must also be layered into Germany's opinion of what the United States has voted uniformly across the plains, an endorsement of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. The expectation in Berlin, Judy, is it for good relations, bad relations, unknown, especially given that you're going through an election cycle we just emerged from?
Trump is very lucky that Europe is so weak. We have a French president who has huge problems in keeping his own government together and pushing through reforms. We have a government here in Germany that's going through facing an election. We have a divided government in Poland. The Netherlands is bickering. Spain is dealing with the huge problem in Valencia with the huge rain and everything. I mean, frankly, this is a picnic for Trump. He's got no opposition. And Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, that's meant to be the EU executive, she doesn't really have that much power when it comes to making decisions on this. So essentially, Europe is unfortunately very, very weak, very disunited when it comes to the incoming Trump presidency. And of course, we have countries like Hungary and Slovakia and other countries who actually think Trump is great. So essentially, Europe is in very, very bad shape. And I do not see this actually improving over the next couple of months, indeed several months. And this is actually very, very bad news for Europe and indeed for the transatlantic relationship.
You mentioned von der Leyen. I believe there is sympathy for tariffs in the European Union that did not exist in the first Trump term. Mr. Trump and his counselors are talking severe tariffs for China and not all that easy tariffs on business from Europe. Is that a factor now, given that the European Commission is also moving to tariffs, especially directed against China?
This tariffs issue is so poisonous. If the Europeans are going to impose tariffs on China, well, frankly, China will then face huge difficulties in selling their electric cars, pro-climate cars, to Germany and to the rest of Europe. Germany actually voted against this idea or abstained. But this is one issue. We have to deal with China. The Europeans at one stage will have to deal with China, full stop. As for the Americans and Trump getting tougher and tougher on tariffs from imposed on China and indeed on Europe, it's going to be very, very bad news for the European economy and for the German automobile industry, which is already facing huge difficulties. But this is the Trump agenda on China and Europe.
And Ukraine, unsolved. There's a lot of movement. I won't summarize it other than the fact that Mr. Zelensky has spoken with Mr. Trump. What is the expectation in Germany? Ukraine for the Ukraine war for another year or settlement?
The political elites, meaning Scholz, wants a settlement. The other political elites and maybe the conservatives around Merz don't want a settlement. That will actually leave Ukraine in the lurch again, like it did in the 1990s during the during a memorandum which we meant to support Ukraine. But the feeling here is that Trump will call the shots. But the big question is what Putin will deliver. But certainly, for the moment, Ukraine is not in a very strong position, and Germany wants an end to this war, but I won't say so publicly.
All right, let's look then. Given that we have a new government and it's unclear what direction it'll go to in the United States, what is your expectation about Germany? Is it becoming, let's simplify this for American audiences' understanding of politics, is it moving to be more conservative, less liberal, how pragmatic, transactional? How would you characterize the expectation of the German people going into a new election?
They're very critical of Trump, but they won't look inside into their own country of what's happening to the threats on democracy, to the threats from Russia over cybersecurity, over all sorts of espionage and other issues from Russia. I think the Germans still haven't broken out of a comfort zone that have to realize that whatever happens in the United States, Germany, along with Europe, really do have to take their defense, security and intelligence much, much more seriously. And at the moment, they're not doing this.
So what we're looking at here is undetermined then. Friedrich Merz has not offered a vision of the future either.
No, he hasn't. And this is the big fault. This is a big fault line in the European Union, that Germans haven't offered any kind of prognosis or any kind of direction for the future of the European Union in terms of security or defence or political integration. And without Germany, Europe is actually going to get weaker and weaker.
The euro shows it right now. The expectation is that a difficult winter. One more detail, Judy, because weather reports are various. There's an expectation for a more difficult winter than we've had for the last two. Is that part of the conversation, energy supplies and Europe's winter?
Energy supplies, no. And the storage facilities are very high. But in terms of energy costs, yes. This is a big issue because of the cost of bringing liquefied natural gas from the United States. And this is an issue, but frankly, there's so little transparency in how energy prices are set here in Germany and across Europe. And there needs to be a reckoning on this. But this is certainly an issue. And another issue is inflation is slightly going down, but consumer spending is down. People are not spending. And this is an effect on economic growth as well.
Again, when sorrows come, they come not in single spies, but in battalions. Judy Dempsey, Carnegie International Peace in Berlin, a new election, a new government in the new year.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.